From Finding Health, I'm Dr. Vijay Nielsen, and today we're going to be discussing endometriosis stress and inflammation. Really not only impacts a woman's quality of life, but can actually cause the endometriosis to progress even further. When it comes to stress, it really depends on the individual. However, that being said, the fact remains, women with endometriosis struggle with their quality of life on a daily basis, not just emotionally, but the physical toll it takes on their body reminds their mind of how captive they're held. One of the things about endometriosis is called the silent disease. And the reason for this is that we, as individuals who don't have endometriosis, and for those family members who do not suffer with endometriosis, when we're looking at those that we love, that we care about, who have endometriosis, it's really hard sometimes for us to understand that the pain inside that they're experiencing on a daily, weekly basis can not only affect their physical function, but it wears down their emotional function. When it comes to stress, it's not surprising that women who have endometriosis often report poor quality of life, high stress levels, and depressive symptoms. It's one of the first things I ask when I do presentations and keynotes on endometriosis to healthcare providers, whether it's to medical doctors, naturopaths, homeopaths, or nurses. One of the things I ask is, do you actually ask how your patient is emotionally? The discussion that we should be having is how they really are coping with their day-to-day lives. Because if they're struggling with it, we have to come up with better plans in terms of their treatment and also help give tools so they can help adapt their life. The beautiful thing about healthcare is that it's not about one way. With health, if you take charge of your own health and you find the right tools, the right people to help you, you can come out far stronger, far brighter, and far more vibrant. So let's find out more about the relationship between stress and inflammation and how these two main factors feed one another in causing women with endometriosis to experience far more stress in their lives. Finding Health is a podcast dedicated to finding health through integrative medicine. This show is all about empowering you by explaining why specific health concerns occur and how finding health can be done through safe, effective, and natural treatment options. Our body is incredible. It can change, shift, and adapt, helping us function at our best. Given the right support, our body can heal, changing from uncooperative back to cooperative. This is why I created this podcast, to share with you how I help patients in my practice by using time-proven, science-based, integrated treatments. If you're ready to gain clarity and are inspired to learn more about your body, join me right now and let's start finding health. With endometriosis, the chronic pain and infertility challenges that a woman can go through are extremely challenging. But not only is it the pain, it's the fact that their quality of life is transformed. When it comes to intimacy, for example, sometimes women with endometriosis actually will pull away from intimacy because of the level of discomfort. And this can cause strains in relationships. One of the things about endometriosis is that it really does reduce the quality of life. And when this happens, the increased perception of stress understandably will go up and depression to follow. It's like being stuck in a rock in a hard place. One of the things about endometriosis is that it's very dependent on estrogen and inflammation. What's extremely interesting about inflammation is that it has shown in multiple studies, and also we know medically, that when it comes to inflammation, it can impact not only pain physically, but it can alter the way that the brain thinks and reacts. There's a wealth of published evidence that supports, but women with endometriosis have a higher stress perception. With the stress perception part, it's not only that they feel stressed, it's the fact that when they're doing their task, it takes them twice the energy that it would for another woman to do the same task. We also know that endometriosis is an inflammatory disease, and that along with inflammation comes stress. And so women with endometriosis are stuck between a rock and a hard place with this vicious cycle of high stress perception, inflammation, and disease progression. When it comes to the stress aspect, there's a complex interaction that actually involves your neuroendocrine system. In other words, the way your nerves and your hormones interact with one another. there was a study done a few years ago that showed that your hormone levels, especially if you have low progesterone, not only increases inflammation, but causes your body's stress response to be even more elevated. In other words, your body has to come up with more hormones for stress to help you offset that inflammation because your progesterone isn't there to buffer that down. On top of that, we also know that stress response with hormones releasing can cause inflammation to become even more prevalent in the pelvic cavity. And this striking relationship between stress hormones can not only impact the quality of life, but they impact the way the nervous system responds. Because of the pre-existing inflammation, in other words, having an inflammatory environment that supports the development of endometriosis to progress, and having stress, these two things feed one another. So the more inflammation you have, the more emotional stress you can get because they interact with one another and they offset hormones. And so what happens here is that over time, your body starts to try to cope as best as it can. So it tries to make these stress hormones, but when you have low progesterone, the ability to produce these hormones becomes less reliable. And as a consequence, the stress hormones you produce support the inflammation to progress in your body. And this can lead to further physical and emotional hardship. And so how do we help this? Well, the first step is also having a support group. The more that we can help people understand that endometriosis is not just a disease of painful menstrual cramps, but it's a disease that impacts your quality of life on a daily basis, the easier it is to carry this conversation over. One of the things about endometriosis is because it's not visible to the naked eye for the vast majority of people, it is a disease that gets often mischaracterized as laziness, as sensitivity, as depression. When it comes to these factors, the reality is when you're in chronic pain, it wears on the nerve. And when you start to get worn out, it's not just emotionally, but physically it catches up to you. How do we help support a woman with endometriosis? How do we help get them back to their optimal self? When it comes to leading up to their menstrual phase, they're going to go through transitions of energy levels coming down with increased pelvic pain and discomfort. And in this case, it's really helpful to be empathetic, to understand, to hear them, and to help out in the best way you can. Sometimes it also just means doing a simple task as running an errand for them when they're low on energy so they can take some extra rest and get well. There are two approaches that I try to help my endometriosis patients when it comes to dealing with stress. The first one is the physical approach. And what I mean by this is, how do we help balance out the stress hormones and the inflammation in the body? And there's quite a lot of options actually out there. But for simplicity's sake, something that you can look into perhaps trying on your own, and always double check this with your healthcare provider to make sure that there's no interaction with your medications and it's safe and it's the right fit for you. But these are some of the things that are generally helpful. When it comes to endometriosis for the stress response, there's a homeopathic medicine called Ignatia. And Ignatia is a phenomenal homeopathic medicine that actually in some studies have shown the ability to help balance out neurotransmitters, especially serotonin. And when you're able to help balance out the way the nerves are responding, you're able to buffer out some of that inflammation that comes in as a consequence, which can actually slow down your nerve responses. And so Ignatia is really good if you're finding yourself to be an individual who finds themselves to be taking a little bit of short breaths, getting a little bit overwhelmed, and also finding yourself to sigh and just feel very heavy emotionally. Another homeopathic medicine that's also helpful when it comes to coping with stress is staphysagria. And staphysagria is more for that irritable stress, that stress that you just want to just yell at someone because they're just annoying you, even though you don't really mean to do so. It's that intense irritability inside the body where you feel yourself vibrating. When it comes to herbal supplements, one of the ones that are really, really good is ashwagandha. And ashwagandha is a phenomenal herbal supplement that helps with balancing out stress hormones. It's an adaptogen, so it helps your body build up the reserves you need to help with the stress hormones. But also when it comes to endometriosis, it has an anti-inflammatory aspect to it. So you get this benefit of not only taking something that can help you on the emotional level, but also physically can help buffer down some of that inflammation you're experiencing on a daily basis, because with endometriosis comes inflammation. Magnesium is also really helpful. Magnesium also helps with balancing out the neurotransmitters. It's involved in a lot of chemical processes, but it has also the ability to buffer down some of the inflammation. When it comes to coping mechanisms, there are a lot of other tools and techniques you can look into. One of the things I tell a lot of my endometriosis patients is some days it's extremely hard to really see the bright side of what life has, especially when it comes to your cycles, or if you're trying to have a family and you're struggling with it, it's a long process. There are ways to help rebuild, retool, and get your brain sharpened and get more resources there. And the way to do that is actually a very simple task. You get a pen and paper and write down 3 positive things that happened to you that day. And if you're having a horrendous day, it could be something as simple as, I got a cup of coffee. Someone held the door open for me. I found a penny. My cat cuddled me. Any little thing that is positive. So what you do is right before bedtime, you take a pen and paper and write down those 3 good events. When you're writing it down, what happens is that you're actually having a transformation physically in your body. And if you do this for 21 days straight, what happens is you start to build new nerve pathways. The physical act of writing actually stimulates the development of nerves to fire off. And when you're starting to think about the day, what's happening there is you're playing Tetris. You're literally reorganizing your memory. And so what you're doing is you're regaining control of a really crappy day and you're reframing it into what was good about it. And even the simplest thing actually helps turn your brain nerves on and starts to say, hey, we got some really good news. We're going to give more storage for this. So think of it like your iPhone. If you have 120 gigs and you're almost maxed out on your photos, you have an option to either delete it or upload it. And in this case, you probably don't want to delete a lot of those photos. So what you do is you pay for extra storage. Well, this is getting extra storage without paying for it because it's free. So 3 simple things at bedtime. The other thing that's also quite useful for patients with endometriosis is actually having support. And the beautiful thing about today's world is that there's a lot of support out there, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, friends, family, your local endometriosis association or your national association. Find that support, join in with that group and help elevate one another. And if you're really struggling, don't hesitate to talk to your doctor. And if your doctor's dismissive and not paying attention or looking at you like you have 3 horns coming out of your head, it's not you, it's them. And it's time to find someone that's a better team player. When it comes to endometriosis with the stress and inflammation, it may feel like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And while it may feel like that, there are tools and techniques that you can use to help elevate yourself. So don't isolate yourself. Talk to your healthcare provider about your struggles emotionally, in terms of your relationships, in terms of your physical energy, in terms of your intimacy, in terms of fertility. Whatever the issue is, share it with your healthcare provider as open as you feel comfortable. And there are tools that we have that may help you improve your quality of life significantly. This is a disease that's going to be there with you through your journey as a woman. And it's not a disease that needs to cripple you, that paralyzes you, and that leaves you in a corner feeling vulnerable and feeling exhausted. It's a disease that will take a lot of effort and requires a lot of support, and that's okay because you're worth it. And for those who don't have endometriosis and sometimes look at their loved ones going, why are they so exhausted? Just remind yourself, how would you handle pain in your pelvic area every single day with sharpshooting pains or even just having sciatic pains or dull aches or feeling bloated with no reasoning at all and no timetable? With endometriosis, as tough as it can be, there are amazing tools out there and it's only getting better and better with the research coming up and with more and more doctors understanding and actually paying attention to their patients and realizing that pain is real. So don't give up. Remember, try the 3 positive things. It's not going to cost you a dollar. It's not going to waste your time. Try for at least 3 weeks straight before you give up on it. Because if you don't do it every night, it's like anything else in life. If you're trying to get a new habit, you have to do it daily. And when it comes to integrating therapies, there's also homeopathic medicines like Ignatia, Staphysagria, and herbal supplements like ashwagandha and magnesium that can be very helpful supportive tools to help rejuvenate your body and build up that resistance. So again, so don't hesitate to reach out, because you have a lot of people on your corner, some who may not even know how bad it is, not because they don't care, but because there's a lack of information out there in terms of how endometriosis can affect one's well-being. The best way to describe it to a lot of individuals who aren't familiar with endometriosis is, imagine every day you have a chronic pain to deal with at some level, and it just keeps coming back, and the medications you're taking aren't working very effectively. That would wear on any of us. So it's not a question of toughness, it's a question of finding the right tools to help you elevate yourself and get you back on track. Find the right team, find the people that can help you motivate yourself, but more importantly, surround yourself with the people that not only love you, but will help you run those errands as well. Thanks for listening to Finding Health. I'm Dr. Vijay Nielsen, a homeopathic doctor with 14 years of clinical experience. If you like what you're hearing on this podcast, help us get out the content by subscribing, give us a 5-star review, and tell your friends and family about this podcast. If you'd like to learn more or get started on finding your health, you can visit us at nielsenclinic.com, nielsenclinic.com, or contact us by telephone at 403-265-9730. Don't hesitate to reach out, because we're here to support you one-on-one. Thank you again for joining us, and have a wonderful week.
All information, content, and material in this podcast is for informational purpose only and is not intended to serve as a substitute for consultation, diagnosis, and/or medical treatment for a qualified physician or healthcare provider.